This is Missouri Net News, your election authority.
Missouri Net News, I'm Alisa Nelson. Some Missouri school districts continue to wrestle with how to handle in-person classes, hybrid or all week. That is a contentious topic for Missouri's Republican and Democrat for governor. In Friday's debate, sponsored by the Missouri Press Association, Democrat Nicole Galloway had this to say.
Governor Parson did little planning to help them fully reopen this fall and instead went on the radio in July and said it didn't matter how bad COVID is in our state, that kids are going to get COVID when they go back to school and they'll just get over it.
Incumbent and Republican Mike Parson says he trusts local school boards.
900,000 kids in the state of Missouri, when everybody was just saying shut it down, 465,000 of those kids are on free and reduced lunches. 125,000 of them are disabled, learning disabilities. You've got to have a plan in place.
Audio is courtesy of KOMU-TV in Columbia. No Mizzou football or volleyball this weekend, Bill Pollack reports.
The Mizzou-Vanderbilt football game for this Saturday has been postponed due to positive tests and quarantining of individuals within the Vanderbilt football program. The game is tentatively rescheduled for December 12th in Columbia. This was supposed to be homecoming weekend. And Mizzou volleyball was supposed to start their season this Saturday at Alabama. That's been pushed back to next Wednesday and Thursday because of positive COVID-19 tests and quarantines within the Mizzou program.
The U.S. Senate opened hearings today on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who serves on the Judiciary Committee, says he looks forward to hearing her legal views.
About your approach to the law and your judicial philosophy. And I hope when we look back at the confirmation hearings for soon, I hope to be Justice Amy Barrett, one thing we will say is that was the year that the attempt to bring back religious tests for office was finally stopped.
Today is a historic day for the Missouri University of Science and Technology and the state. St. Louis businessman Fred Kummer and his wife June have donated $300 million to the university he graduated from in 1955, the largest single gift in the history of Missouri higher education. Chancellor Mo Degani says the funding will help to launch four new research centers focused on infrastructure, advanced manufacturing, artificial intelligence, and autonomous systems.
Each one of these centers will have multiplicity of research and educational programs that transcend any single discipline boundary.
Degani says he hopes they will be game changers. And a union representing grocery workers in eastern Missouri is calling on the St. Louis County Council to reject a proposal that could repeal a mask order. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union says health measures like mask mandates keep grocery workers safe. This is Missouri Net.